Mike Howell with Nutrients with us. Mike is actually the senior agronomist and also host of the Dirt podcast. And Mike, talk a little bit about really some of the things that you guys are working with farmers on these days across the country.
You know, we're talking with farmers about making management decisions for getting ready for this 2026 crop. You know, we're getting this crop out of the field right now. We're taking a lot of nutrients out of the field with it. We need to make sure we get some good soil samples this year, make sure we know what's left in the field nutrient-wise so we can replenish those nutrients. You know, a lot of people have been backing off of P and K the last few years because of price, but we can only take out so much before we get over that critical point and not have enough nutrients there for the next crop. So a good soil sample is going to be key to knowing what's out there. We need to make sure we have enough nutrients out there to supply the needs of this next crop.
Because things are a little tight doesn't mean you need to back off, does it?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, fertilizer is one of the very few inputs that's going to actually make yield. You know, you've got your seed and fertilizer and irrigation if you're fortunate enough to have it. Everything else is going to protect that yield, but those inputs are going to make you yield. So you don't want to try to save $5 worth of fertilizer and end up costing yourself $20 in yield. So make sure you don't sacrifice on the fertilizer.
A lot of farmers are very, very focused on making sure you leave the land better than you found it, and that's part of the key process here.
That's exactly right. You know, we want to make sure that we keep the nutrients in the soil. A lot of these nutrients are going to be necessary for the microorganisms that live in the soil and help decompose our organic matter and in turn release more nutrients. So it's all a big cycle, and we need to make sure we keep that soil healthy and productive for years to come.
We've got a lot of locations through Kentucky that can help you with that. Nutrients big in Kentucky, and I know your folks in Kentucky would love to work with you and work with farmers out there to help them if they're not already doing so.
That's right. We've got retail locations across the country, not just in Kentucky, but they would love to work with you. If you have any questions, need help interpreting soil samples, be glad to look at those and help you interpret those or make any other kind of management decisions. Love to work with any growers out there.
I think a big part of that is you've got folks who are out on the farm quite often, and they're really helping farmers make the, not necessarily advising them, but helping them make their plan for the entire year, aren't they?
Yes, sir. We have people all over the country that love to get out there and interact with the growers, help get the latest information out there. We work with our land-grant universities really closely and do research plots. We try to stay up on the latest research information and help get that information out to the farmers, help make them make informed decisions.
Dirt Podcast, you've been hosting this for going on 4 years now. Talk a little bit about this and how it came about and what you guys do.
Yeah, the Dirt, we're just finishing our fourth year. It kind of started during the COVID era. We wanted a way to keep getting our information out to growers, and we decided we could do a podcast. I wasn't sure about how that was going to work when they asked me to do it, but we started it on a weekly basis. We interact with researchers from across the country. We get economists. We have meteorologists that come on. We do some episodes on farm safety. I want to keep that front and center. But anything related to agriculture and farming, we try to do that. We can do topics that cover the whole country or even the world. And then we can do some more specific topics. You know, we've had episodes about the tight tassel wrap that was in the Midwest this year. We've been to Australia and talked to farmers about issues in Australia. Now, you know, that's a long way from Kentucky, but they farm in Australia just like we do here in the United States. We got a lot of the same issues, so we can learn from them just like they can learn from us. So like to do those type episodes as well.
What's been your reaction from farmers to the Dirt Podcast? Do they seem to embrace the information you're putting out there?
You know, everybody I talk to loves to hear the Dirt Podcast. Everywhere I go, people come up and say, hey, we love what you're doing. Keep putting these episodes out. You know, it's never a challenge to come up with new episodes. We just have to have time to do it. This isn't my full-time job doing the Dirt, so we would love to be able to do more episodes, but it takes a lot of time and money to get those produced. But we love doing it. As long as people are listening to it and liking it, we'll keep trying to do those as long as we can.
Do you have a favorite episode? What's been your favorite so far you've done?
You know, I've done a bunch of episodes. We've done some really good episodes. But I'll have to say probably my favorite episode was 2 years ago for Thanksgiving. We always do a Thanksgiving episode to wrap it up. But I was able to get two of my kids to agree to be on the Thanksgiving episode. So they talked about what Thanksgiving meant to them and talked about some of the traditions we do as a family for Thanksgiving. And that's always going to be a special episode. So
sharing the farmer's story is so important and the information they need. What does it mean to you to have a chance to do that, Mike, through this through the Dirt Podcast?
You know, I grew up on a farm. It was a research farm with Mississippi State. My family was in farming. I'm a farmer at heart. I didn't have an opportunity to go back and work on the farm, but I'm as close to being on the farm as I can. I love to get out and help get the information back out to farmers. You know, if the farmers aren't profitable, I'm not going to be profitable. So I want to help make sure that the farmers get good, timely, accurate information to help make them be as successful as possible.
Well, people have not had a chance to hear the Dirt Podcast yet or watch one of the episodes. How can they do that?
You can find it on any of your podcast channels. We also publish those on YouTube. You can Google it and find it on YouTube. You can also go to our website. That's nutrien-economics with a K.com. Every episode has got a link there on the website.
Pretty cool to get to travel to Australia through this whole deal too, right?
Yeah. I've been all over the world and got to see a lot of things I've never got to see before. So,
great opportunity like that. Mike, thank you so much for what you do to share the information, the true information out there with the farmers. And good luck. I hope that podcast continues to grow for you.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.